"How long am I going to stay?" she whispered anxiously. He wouldn't look at her. He shook her off gently and gently said, "We'll see about that. Here, where's your hand?" He pressed something into her palm. "Here's a shilling in case you should need it." A shilling? She must be going away forever. "Father!" cried Fenella. But he was gone. He was the last off the ship. The sailors put their shoulders to the gangway. A huge coil of dark rope went flying through the air and fell thump on the wharf. A bell rang. A whistle shrilled. Silently, the dark wharf began to slip, to slide, to edge away from them. Now there was a rush of water between. Fenella strained to see with all her might. Was that father turning round, or waving, or standing alone, or walking off by himself? The strip of water grew broader, darker. Now the Picton boat began to swing round steady, pointing out to sea. It was no good looking any longer. There was nothing to be seen but a few lights, the face of the town clock hanging in the air, and more lights, little patches of them on the dark.